Children. Hey, hi guys, welcome to a bonus episode of Yoga Chai and a Dog. Why is this bonus? Because we have already published a weekly episode today. But then, you know, we are getting a number of emails and we are getting a number of messages. Some of we talked about in our last episode. But, you know, there are quite a few many, and we always thought of kind of building it in our narrative, but kind of it didn't happen. But we don't want to disappoint you. We don't want you guys to stop writing to us. And so we thought we'll do a special bonus episode just to answer your questions and share some of the things that you have shared with us.
Hi, welcome. And yes, I'm looking forward to it because the questions are really very interesting. And some of them are like semi-personal, but it's really nice. Yeah. I want it to be like a family show.
Yeah. Hey, look, nothing is personal over here. When we have decided to bear it all, we bear it all, right? Okay. So, let me get the papers. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. Here we are. Okay, let me start with the feedback, Archana. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Or questions? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's feedback. Okay.
Feedback.
So, yeah, guys, there was some negative feedback and a lot of positive feedback. Okay. So there were a couple of feedback which related to, I think, our first episode. Constantly, there was a constant kind of theme saying the voice was too low. Yes, I definitely admit the voice was low. Guys, we are still new to it. And I'm being responsible for technology. I'm still kind of fiddling around. Yeah. And hopefully now in the later episodes, the voice, the volume has improved. If not, please do let us know and we'll still try to work on it. Okay. Then there was another feedback. That's your phone.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
Right, forget it. Okay. And there was, it might be another feedback. Okay. Nah. Okay. There was another one which said, you both talk at the same time. Yes, we do. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's just sometimes, you know, what happened is I'm not saying I'm good in that, but I find Deepak is not a listener in a way. So no. because his profession also asks him to talk. So he is more of a very talkative guy. And with my coaching background, I have become a listener. And I love talking. But the thing is, listening is something which I'm developing more and more. So yes, we both have to work on our listening.
Yes. And at the same time, you know, when I was thinking about this podcast and I listened to a number of podcasts and then I saw some of the podcasts where people were just speaking, I would speak, they would speak. And that kind of sounded very mechanical to me. So we recorded, there's a minimal editing that happens only to remove the noise and pops and all that kind of thing. But we don't kind of make it very mechanical. We want it free flowing. We record it as if we are having a conversation, which we do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So yes, there would be some time where you would see
both of us
talking.
That's a good feedback. Yeah, that's a good feedback.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the positives.
Yeah.
Okay. They're more negatives, but fine. Let's restrict to these two and we'll open the positives. It was very natural. A lot of people have, a lot of you people have commented on it being very natural. Love you guys. Thank you very much. You know, it. Another comment, just like hearing a conversation. Then it said, very informative and, talks a lot about yoga. But at the same time, there is another comment, another person who has commented, said talk more on yoga. So just wanted to kind of tell you that, you know, yes, the podcast name is Yoga Chai and a Dog. Yeah, it is about yoga. But then, you know, when we were kind of brainstorming about the podcast, and we said when we talk about yoga, and I think we mentioned it even in the first episode, Archana, right?
Yeah,
when we said that, you know, when we talk about yoga, it's just not yoga, but it is things which all together make yoga. So we will talk about yoga, we'll talk about mindfulness.
And background which I'm coming from is I do lot of work on body, mind and soul. So it's about food also. We will talk about food also. We will talk about stories. We will talk about the movement, just not the yoga movement, but how some, you know, there is a question related to that. Maybe that person has been following our page and everything. So she or he, I don't know whether he has mentioned his name or she. So, yeah, that's why it's though the topic is, you know, though the name is yoga, but we would be talking about versatile stuff here. So bear with us.
Let's jump into the questions. There are of questions, and I've got about some 10-12 questions which I thought kind of were typical. So okay, first one, and that was our very first, you know, question which we received. So, dear Rachna and Deepa, great to hear. I'm just trying to get to the question. I have very young kids and I work in a bank. How can I do morning rituals?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question, because some of my clients also who are very young mom, and they have maybe they are working, not working, but still the mornings with the young kids is I can, you know, I know how hard it is. So I would say that it's not important for you to do something first thing in the morning. So you can do your stuff, you know, send your children to school, and she works in bank. So if for her, this would be something which is a feedback, like waking up 15-20 minutes early, just 15-20 minutes early, and start doing just one thing, maybe just one asana. And like if she wants to do yoga, maybe if she wants to do morning pages, she can just write few things in point, so she but can have some time.
But you want to write 3 pages?
No, it's just because she is a working
man. How do you know she?
You
saw the name. Okay,
yeah. if she can start doing something, so it just would make her feel like 10-15 minutes she has done something in the morning for herself, and that would reward her later on in her life, because that would be a practice. And maybe someday she would want to wake up half an hour early. Yeah, so this is one way she can do it. Or the other way of doing is like she can make 1 or 2 points of what she wants to do in morning, and she can do it later in the day, though it is not morning, but later in the day, thinking about, like, you know, this is what she really want to do in morning. Sometime we have to squeeze it in whatever time we has got, but that's a good way of practicing anything good. So a lot of people go to gym at late at night, or, you know, evening, and that's not a right time to exercise, but it's better to exercise anytime. Yeah,
great, thank you. All right, same theme. Yeah, want to I want to hear more. You mentioned let me read it. You talked about lifestyle changes. What exactly do you mean by that? I want to hear more about that. So in fact, there are 3 mails which came on lifestyle changes and lifestyle. So I think that deserves an episode in its own. But yeah, can you quickly do that?
Yeah, I'm a holistic lifestyle coach, and
lifestyle.
People are very confused with lifestyle. Lifestyle is something where you are not doing a diet, or you are not doing an exercise just for a few days to get into shape or something. But lifestyle is something which you would follow, which would you would be doing it forever. Yeah. So lifestyle comes with 4. We call it 4 doctors: Dr. Diet, Dr. Movement, Dr. Quiet, and Dr. Nutrition. So, you know, movement, diet,
I know there were 4
and quiet, and Dr. Happiness. And Dr. These are the 4 doctors which
I remember
talk
from
about.
One of the workshop, you know, you mentioned that.
Yeah,
but I think you know, because
so
there
definitely
are number of...
we would do some episode on lifestyle, because it is a huge topic. Yeah,
because there are 3-4 mails on that. Okay, and sorry, that lifestyle question which I read was from Tony.
Yeah.
With a I and a E, which is great. Yeah, okay. And I don't know where Tony is from, but she said she's happy for us to take her name. So thank you, Tony. Great.
Thank you.
Okay. Interesting. A very interesting question. Arjuna, be ready. Do you guys fight or have serious disagreement? Love to hear about your relationship.
Why don't you answer this first and then I would add?
Well, yes, we do fight. Why won't we fight? You know, yes, we do fight. We do have disagreements on a number of, you know, issues. Over the years, over the last 28 years, you know, the period of, anger is kind of going, is kind of shrinking. Yeah. And also, you know, as you live in a relationship over a long period of time, you understand the likes and dislikes of others. So, which means that you give others less reasons to start a fight. But we do fight. And last time we had a fight was just about a couple of days ago, right?
I would add here because, there is disagreement definitely. And we two are very different people. But we would do a podcast on inner resources which is very important to have your own time and do things on your own time. So when the confrontation come in a relationship, you have got something to fall on rather than just hold your anger inside. So this is what my intake is here. That is what I feel that has made me more grounded. And I don't think that any conversation which makes me upset is going to last forever with me. So we would talk about it. And this is we fight.
Simple answer. Yes, we fight. Yeah. Not with sticks. Right. Yeah, okay. Another one. What type of a dog you have? Ooh, where is our dog? Well, she isn't here at the moment. Okay. Yeah. Let me answer that. We have got a Jack Russell Terrier. We adopted her 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9 years ago. We didn't, we actually bought it, but the point is it's not a pedigree or whatever. We saw the dog, we loved it, we just picked her up. Okay. And you can see her photo.
And I'm sure whoever has asked this question, they must be dog lover like us, because this would be the first question if I would be hearing this podcast. Oh, what type of dog you have?
Yes, I'm sure.
Or how many times do you go out for a walk? Because we are just a dog lover family.
Yes. Okay. Next one, which is hello from India. This is Sunidhi from India. She's happy, to take her name. So hello from India. Do you guys speak Hindi at home? Of course we do.
Yeah, we do speak Hindi. Actually, me and Deepak, we speak Hindi most of the time. But our children, we speak Hindi, but they reply back in English because they are very, for them.
They've grown English, up here, yeah.
Yeah, for them, English is their first language.
But we are not, we know some of the parents who kind of enforce that, you know, we should be speaking Hindi only at home and all. We are not one of them. What we speak is what I would prefer to call it Hinglish. You know, Hindi and
fusion.
English. Fusion. Yes.
Like fusion cooking. So we are fusion fashion. So we have fusion language also.
Okay. So this is Kath Brown from Birmingham. Hi, guys. Do you have a coaching service or something where we can buy your service? Oh. And I've seen your webpage. It looks fantastic. And how can I help? Wow, number of questions. Okay, let's start. Do you have a coaching service?
Yeah, we do have a coaching service, and especially I do a lot of online coaching also. And because you are in UK, so sometimes my clients, if they want to see me as a person, so we fix a time and we go and see. So there are different, so it depends on what you are looking for. So a consultation can be done, and soon there would be I do Skype too, and soon there would be some services which we are working on would be on the net to buy also, so you can just have videos and PDF and all sorts of things. So
yeah, and
in future we are planning
Kat,
to do
so
that.
If you want to know about more about the services that Archana offers as a holistic life coach and as a yoga trainer, you know, you can go to her personal webpage, which is archanamohan.co.uk, archanamohan.co.uk. Or you can look at her her Facebook page, which is called Breathe, Move, Love. But, this podcast is a later development. So I am trying to kind of, build it all together into one. Okay. So it's still under development, so it would take some time, but you're most welcome to go and look over there.
And then you can book a consultation, which can be,
Yes, and I...
And we can talk about it, what exactly you're looking for and everything, so...
Yes, so actually, we just last week, I've set up a Patreon page. If you don't know what a Patreon page is, it is a page where people like us, you know... talk about our service, and if you really like our service, you can contribute in any way. You can do that. You can also, you know, we also use the page to launch our service. So in fact, I'm setting up a consultation service, well, because I have 3 mails, you know, on coaching and consultation. So essentially, you can go over there and you can also book a consultation. It's still under development, but the basic Patreon page is there. If you go to Patreon, patreon.com / yoga chai dog, you know, you can search for yoga chai dog, you'll find it over there, and you can see the basic page right now, but it's still under development. Okay,
thank you.
And okay, next one, how to do meditation, would love to learn about that. Wow. Okay.
You are one of those that really want to go deeper into the inner well-being. So yes, definitely we would do some talk on meditation, but as we were saying before, that we are trying to build some services where the meditation, few meditation would be available for people to practice, and you know, there would be some stuff which you could work on. So yeah, and if you really want to start now, so you can again do a consultation with me, or maybe you can wait when we would launch that. Yeah.
Okay. And
is it local? This person, I think this person was local or something.
No, there was another one.
Yeah. So if you are local, then I provide these services, meditation, yoga, and lifestyle coaching. So local would be much easier. You know, it's local.
Define
so,
local.
Local means people from Basingstoke, around the area. So there are a lot of way I can work with them. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I just wanted to keep this a bit short. So this is an interesting question, which I thought I should discuss it. So, how will you pay gratitude to a person who does not care about you? Wow.
What would you say, Deepak? It's good to know about with a different perspective, because I can answer this very nicely. Okay. I know this.
You put me in a fix here.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, just to see.
Look, if you ask me, I would still pay gratitude to the person, whether the person would take it or not. And probably I'm stealing this from you, but I think you either have told me or you were listening to something and I've heard that. So it is the story about Buddha. Remember?
Tell me the story.
So Buddha, you know, when he started preaching, and they were, of course, he had a lot of detractors who didn't like what he was preaching and all that. So one day a person, you know, he stood in front of him and started abusing him left, right, and center. He kept on abusing. And when finally he lost his breath, he said, "I'm abusing you so much and you don't even seem to react." So Buddha said, "Okay, if I want to give you something and you don't take it, what happens to it?" He says, "It remains with you." He says, "Okay, my friend, I do not accept your abuses."
Yeah, that's a very good way of, like, you know, bringing calmness inside you. But I would say you pay gratitude, because those people who are not kind to us, not compassionate towards or loving towards us, they teaches us how to be kind, compassionate for people who doesn't love us, you know. And so it's like human nature to forgive, and it's very important that there we can up our game in a way and forgive. And they are the person, they are the people who sometimes are the biggest teacher in our life. So I would say that's why the gratitude towards them. And I always feel that what I'm doing today is because of so many things, so many incidents and people. And I feel gratitude, because if they would not have been hard on me and unkind towards me, I would not have known that this deeper compassion and love. So this is my answer. Yes, I would pay gratitude.
Oh, great. Thank you. My story wasn't relevant to the question.
No, that's okay. That was a beautiful, story about the person.
I don't know why it came to my mind.
No, but that's something very beautiful because, you know, with the question, maybe I'm wrong, but I felt that you are a bit hurt by someone. And this is what Deepak said was really make a sense. Sometimes when you don't take that, so you don't feel hurt or broken or whatever. So that was really...
And you still pay gratitude. Let the other person not accept it. It remains with you. It makes you more calm.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay. I'm impressed with myself. Right. Okay. Quickly moving on. Would love to hear on yoga more and different movement which can complement it. This person has to be a health professional or exercise.
It's this was very interesting because last few weeks I was in an advanced training and I've heard a lot of people saying that yoga is the solution for everything. And because my background is from the strength and practitioner side, and I somehow know yoga is really good, but yoga has to improvise and has to change with the modern lifestyle. And that is what we were learning in the advanced yoga thing. So yes, there are, we would cover this because I really wanted to do this podcast of how yoga can be complemented with other things. So as I do a lot of gym work, so kettlebell training, sometime I do the TRX training and the heavy weight. So how it is complementing my yoga movement. So we would talk about it. So that's a very good question. And okay. I've made a note
for one of the podcasts. Yeah, just making a note. You know?
Yeah. And hopefully I know that you wanted maybe, you know,
on the movements.
On the movement. So we would cover this, but definitely yoga can be complemented by a lot of training, like sometimes the karate. Also, some type of boxing movement, some type of gymnast or sometime a body weight movement also complements yoga. Yeah.
Archana, are you starting a new form of yoga, like with a dog, with a wine, with a beer, now yoga with karate?
Yeah, but it's just to know the body.
Okay.
You know,
that was a lighter note. Okay, finally, share some tips on a healthy eating routine, please.
We will again do a podcast on this, how to maintain your life. It comes into the lifestyle actually, but yes, definitely one would be on nutrition, and there are plenty of diets. So you know, when I talk to my friends or when I see them, some people, they are just eating vegetables, some are eating just fruit, some are eating just protein, some are fasting, and people are really confused what actually they should eat and all. So I don't have a magic pill here. So don't think that I have a magic pill. But yes, definitely we will talk about how different diet, all the diet works actually. Every diet works. And if you would say diet doesn't work also. So we would talk about this very complex issue and would share definitely some healthy tips of what I follow actually. Right.
And I think this question is for me, which is the last question. Yeah. So this came from US. It's Peter Ross. Yeah. It says, what kind of equipment do you use to record your podcast? Do you have a studio? Peter, I wish I did. I wish I had a studio. So right now, when we record, I convert my study into a studio. Essentially, I have got two condenser microphones from Neewer with the arm and the Pop Buster, and I use an audio interface which is Focusrite 2i something. I can put up the details, and I use Audacity, you know, to record it, and then finally, you know, edit it and launch it. And of course, we use Transistor FM as our podcast hosting site. So very basic equipment, but I kind of did a research and I thought, okay, let's start with this and then see if we need more, then we can, obviously we can build upon it. But that's my basic equipment for
you. Thanks for answering that, because if you would have asked me this question, I would have said, yes, this is a study room where we don't have much space, and you know, we just if we want or not, but still we have to sit very close to talk, and
we have just, to sit very close. Okay.
I get that.
Yeah. And right. Thank you, Deepak, for this.
And we don't use any soundproofing. In fact, we keep the windows open because we just want it to be natural. We don't want it to be very soundproofed and very kind of mechanical. All right. So, guys, I think that's all the time we had this now. To be honest, that's all the questions that we had. Yeah. So thank you very much for the questions. Keep them coming. And we'll always love to hear from you. As usual, you know, write to us. Our email is yoga.chai.dog@gmail.com. Send us a tweet. It's @yogachaidog1. Or connect with us on Instagram. It is @yogachaidog. Till the next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.